What happened in the 1940s in Guatemala?
The American government sponsored studies to determine the effectiveness of penicillin for preventing infection with various sexually transmitted diseases. And in 2010, it was revealed that, in fact, the U.S. government had indeed been involved in intentional infection studies of individuals in Guatemala from 1946 to 1948. More than 1,300 people were exposed to syphilis, gonorrhea, and chancroid intentionally, but there's no evidence that they provided consent. And in fact, many of these people really couldn't provide consent because they were residents of insane asylums, and some children were involved as well.
Were those the only populations, or were there other people as well?
There were orphans, there were soldiers, there were prostitutes, and there were people in a mental institution in Guatemala. The study was actually conducted by American and Guatemalan physicians with funding from the U.S. government. So the concern here is that the U.S. government sanctioned a study that skirted evolving codes of ethics and understandings of what was required to do a study like this in the United States.
So why are you bringing up these issues again now?
Well, this is a big concern for us in the American STD Association because we give an award every year called the Thomas Perrin Award. Most people today haven't heard of Dr. Thomas Perrin, but he was the Surgeon General in the 1930s and worked tirelessly to bring STDs out of a veil of secrecy and into the public conversation. So he worked to destigmatize sexually transmitted diseases and turn them into medical conditions and really set the stage for the way that we deal with STD control today. So he's a real hero to those of us in the field who are working on STD control and prevention as a medical issue. He really stood by his principles and argued very forcefully that we should talk about these conditions in public. He was actually Time Man of the Year, 1938, I think. But his fingerprints are all over the background of these Guatemala studies, which were discovered by a historian going through the files of one of the research physicians who had conducted the study. So these were secret studies that never came to light until they were found in the archives of the researcher who was actually mostly involved in the study.
Now, Dr. Perrin, just to be clear, was not that researcher. So what was his involvement in these studies?
Dr. Perrin, as the head of the U.S. Public Health Service, was responsible for signing off on all funding proposals that came before his department. And so the scientific study section that reviewed the proposal for the Guatemala studies ultimately made its way up to his office for his final signature. So funding would not have been given if Dr. Perrin had not agreed to support these studies. And there's some evidence that he was aware of what was going on and that he knew that doing studies like this would be difficult to do in the U.S. because active consent was not obtained from the research subjects.
What is your organization doing about all this?
The American STD Association is undergoing some public airing of this controversy and some soul-searching, and we're asking our members to weigh in on what to do about the Thomas Perrin Award, because this is an award that we give for high achievement in the field of STD research and prevention. And if Dr. Perrin was implicated in funding and approving unethical research, is it appropriate for us to continue to give an award in his name?